Hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. This is a two-part podcast in where I give you insight into our actual business planning retreat for this year. And really what I did with everybody that attended the retreat was I spent a couple of moments, actually the first part of the retreat, getting everybody mentally prepared to write down on paper what it is that they want to achieve in 2018. And sometimes that's so important, because if not, what ends up happening is you find business people and entrepreneurs in the real estate space who end up going year after year after year after year, not growing, and they stay stuck. And the reason why people stay stuck is because they don't do any work internally in order to get unstuck, right? So I wanted to give you two episodes back to back. The first one, we're going to uncover the importance of the value system that you have. Whether you realize it or not, the values that you have internally drive the actions that you take. And the actions that you take, the actions that you take or don't take, right? So if you've ever had a hard time doing something, even though you knew you were supposed to do it, this might be a great video for you, because it might be time for you to take a deep look internally at the value system that is taking the actions that you are taking or not taking. Why? Well, because in our business, the actions that we take, quite frankly, are the driving force behind the business that we receive, the things that we receive, the life that we receive, the life that we're able to provide for our family. So enjoy part one of this two-part episode, and come back in a couple of days for part two. I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys at Vision January 18th and 19th. We're gonna go deep, 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 deep. Make sure you're connected with your true vision, your true potential for your business. Take care. So what's a value? Who could tell me? What's a value? Anybody? Wendell, a value.
There's a personal value.
Just a value. A value to you that's important.
Never giving up.
Okay, so never giving up. Is that a value, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a value, right? Okay, good. What else? Bernard?
Self-worth.
Self-worth. Is that a value, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, who else? Value. Yes.
Being honest.
Honesty.
Honesty. Like, at all cost. Is that a value, yes or no?
Yes.
By the way, will that value get in trouble? Get you in trouble, yes or no?
Yes.
But what's more important, getting in trouble or the value? This is to a fault. The other day I had a conversation with a young man. Young man was struggling in business, sold three houses all year, has a family. You just can't survive selling three houses in a year. It's just, I don't care what you think. There's no way to dice it. There's no way. You just can't do it. So finally, I started to say, look, like I got to get to this guy somehow, because this is just not working out for him, right? And so I send them, we have a 30-day notice like to perform. Like, hey, look, we love you, but this isn't working for you. It's not working. This is not good. Like, you're better than this. Here's what we need from you. We need you to start showing up, right? So the young man wasn't trying to hear it. He has a little bit of a problem with authority or coaching or something, right? I was on a time. I just sent the email and then kind of went about my way. Well, you know, what does it matter if I show up or don't show up? Well, you know, it kind of matters a lot, you know. And at first I was trying to be nice. Or, well, okay, well, if you can't show up 5 days, can we get four? Can we get four? Four. Do I hear four? Do I hear four? No, four. No, four is just not good. Four is, you know, no. It's not going to work. Okay. Jeez Louise. By the way, was the ego already in control, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, because you should have heard the stories.
Yes.
Oh, it's too far, it's too difficult, but you don't understand. How many of you guys drive to an Intero office today from 25 minutes or beyond? Raise your hands. Yeah. You know why? Because you don't deal with the ego in that area. It's not an issue for you in that area. Unfortunately for this young man, it was a little bit of an issue. We finally go, okay, well, dude, can I get three consistent days out of you? If you can give me three consistent days out of you, I could help change your life. We can get you back on track, so forth and so on. Come on, try to motivate. Well, no, you know, I don't know if that'll work. And I don't know if it really doesn't matter, because there's other people in the office that don't show up anyway. So what does it matter if I don't either? Motherfucker. And then at that point, we have an unmotivated, uncoachable, unbendable spirit.
that there's nothing you can do with at that point. At that point, there's like, this is the wrong place for you. Sorry, buddy, you gotta go. Now look, I already knew that that conversation had ramifications attached to it. Because attached to that relationship was another relationship and another relationship and another relationship. Question for you, how much do these values mean to you? These values have got to mean something to you. Because if not, they can easily be bent. Is being on time a value to you? Please don't say yes, everybody. Please don't lie. Was that your number one? Who said that? Yeah, so for Annabelle and Mabel, okay, that's your number one, right? I remember Anthony, I swear to you guys, at 5, 6 years old, when it was Little League baseball time, he would be sitting on the couch 2 hours before with his little hat, his little jersey, with his baseball bag ready to go. God forbid if you ever even thought about not getting him to the game an hour early. Why do you think it's so easy for him to wake up at 4:30 in the morning now? It's an extreme value to him, yes or no?
Yeah.
See, that's a value, right? That's a value. Can I challenge you guys a little bit, yeah? Sure. For some of us, money is the thing that will help us delineate from our values. And can I tell you when you will finally experience freedom as a human being? When that is no longer an issue for you. Not that money isn't an issue. When you finally decide in your heart and soul that no matter what happens, money will never drive the decisions you make, your values will drive the decisions that you make. That's when you'll be free as a human being. I remember I used to have a mastermind partner very early on in like my sales career. And this mastermind partner, every single deal like went bad. Every single deal, there was something wrong with it. Like something, some stress, some headache. And I very rarely ever to this day, I just don't have stresses or headaches. Who wants less stress or headache? Raise your hands. Let me give you a couple tips real fast. Ready? Number one, forget about money. Forget about money. If you can learn to forget about money, if you can learn to just focus on doing the right thing, building a beautiful business, the money will come. But if you're always focused on making money, and if you're always focused on the money, guess what will happen? The way you put deals together, you'll set them up because of the need for money, and then halfway through the deal, that poison, that thing that you dropped from the very beginning will cause it to fall through, will cause you to stress, will cause you to have delays. Yes or no?
Yes.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's little things, people. Little things like you know something about the house. But yeah, I really kind of need the check. It's okay, come on, let's just write the offer. Come on, come on. What do I got to sign? What do I send? It's okay, don't worry about it. Just come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm telling you right now, when you do this, come on, come on, come on, come on, guess what? Just be prepared for a life of nightmares. You can never grow your business this way. Because you're always having to deal with the repercussions of your need to go out and get a check. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. And you gotta learn to let go of that. Number two, tell the truth regardless of what happens. You gotta learn to tell the truth regardless of what happens. At all costs. This becomes a value for you. Right? Number three, put the client first, not you. Now, I'm not saying don't let them run over you. I'm not saying let them beat you up. I'm not saying any of that, but put them first. And number four, don't ever forget this one. When you generate, you don't have to tolerate. And guess who some of you are tolerating a little too much? The ego. Because the ego is the one, the spirit is the one that gives you that little check in your heart that says, you probably shouldn't do that, or oh, you probably shouldn't say that, or this probably isn't the right deal. Yes or no?
Yes.
The ego is the one that says, no, shut up. You need the money. Make it happen. Values, guys. Values. If these values aren't, for some of you guys, can I tell you? For some of you guys, stress, worry, and anxiety is a pinchy value in your life. No, it really is. I had a coaching call yesterday, and the whole conversation, I know. I finally said, dude, you're driving me crazy with I know. If you know, then do something about it. Stop already. How much longer in your, it's because I don't have a plan. Then make a fucking plan. Oh, but you understand, it's because, okay, well then fix it. It's just this constant story that is over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. When are you going to stop and say, you know what? I'm done with that story. At some point in time, you're going to have to stop and say, listen, Carmen, you are right up here somewhere. Okay, well, that one is, okay, we'll figure out Brooks later. Come on up. Yeah, Carmen's in top five, so Carmen gets, you know, little preferential treatment, right? But think about it, guys. Think about it, guys. The next word is meanings and stories. Write it down. Meanings and stories. Think about this. For some of us, we give a meaning, a negative meaning, or we create a story, a negative story, to everything that happens or could happen or maybe could happen in our life. Yes or no?
Yes.
And the minute you break free from negative meanings and negative stories is the minute you break free into an abundant life. I'll give you an example. I'm pretty disciplined about checking in. I'm pretty disciplined about taking pictures. I'm pretty disciplined about letting you guys know that I'm at the gym. I got home at 1:30 last night. There was no way I was going to check in this morning. But what the ego will do is we'll try to create a negative meaning out of that. Oh my God, but what does it mean? It means that you're not being your word. It means that you're not showing up. It means that you're not being a leader. But no, it just means that I got home late and I need a rest. I have an all-day seminar to give today. That's all it means. How many of us does when something go wrong in our life, we create, all it takes is one bad thing to go wrong, one, and we create a meaning or a story that spirals into 3 months of a lack of production? Raise your hands if you can admit this. Yeah. Yeah. Who can tell me what are some of the negative meanings that we're pretty damn good at creating? Who could tell me?
I'm running too late, never mind.
I'm running too late, never mind.
Tired.
That's a big story, right? Question. Well, then why don't we just kind of address it? Because you see, when you have these stories in your life and they're always persistent, they control your life. You have to understand that. Like for me, the bread thing was controlling my life. You have to understand that, people. This is true stuff right here. This is deep stuff. Our stories control our life. And then at some point in time, you've got to decide as a human being, you've got to say, wait a minute, hold on a second. Like as they say in the ghetto, la puro neta. Like, la puro neta, like, am I going to be one of those people whose life is controlled by a set of negative meanings and stories?